Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Is urging Iranian officials to reach an agreement on a nuclear deal with the United States. The president suggesting the drawn-out negotiations are what led Israel to launch its overnight strike. Before the Israeli attacks, President Trump signaled he was committed to a diplomatic resolution with Iran and warned that action by Israel could potentially derail negotiations. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Two of Iran's top generals, including the head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard, said to have been killed in the strikes. There is a meeting this morning of President Trump's national security team to discuss the latest escalation. This is ABC News. A former girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs, known only as Jane, wrapping up her cross-examining this week on the stand in his sex trafficking and racketeering trial, also says ABC's Aaron Katursky, another former girlfriend is now suing him, saying she was coerced into traveling to see Combs and have sex with him.
He's already facing some five dozen civil lawsuits, but this one is from a woman named Chelsea Lovelace. She was an ex-girlfriend around Sean Combs somewhere between 2020 and 2024. Her name's actually come up at the criminal trial, but she says in her civil lawsuit now that Combs subjected her to the same kinds of assaultive and battering behavior that he's criminally accused of.
In Orlando, Florida last night, there was a vigil held to mark the 9th anniversary of the Pulse nightclub massacre, where 49 people were shot and killed and dozens more injured in 2016. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Now open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites. Think burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Sundays are now closed, but weekdays offer a convenient way to break up the day. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout. And don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high of 75 today, a slight chance of a shower late this afternoon. East winds around 10. Tonight, isolated showers early, then variable clouds and a low of 55. Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy, seasonal with a slight chance of a shower and a high of 78. Sunday, mixed skies and summer-like, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 79.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger, who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is filled with decisions, some required, and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Se busca un hogar seguro y asequible? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin está aquí para ayudarle. Ya sea que esté alquilando o comprando, le conectamos con opciones de vivienda de alta calidad y a precios accesibles que se ajustan a sus necesidades. Todos merecen un hogar seguro y estable. Llama al 608-647-4949 hoy mismo o visítenos en línea para obtener más información. Looking for a safe, affordable place to call home? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Whether you're renting or buying, we connect you with quality, affordable housing options to fit your needs. Everyone deserves a safe and stable home. Let us help you find yours. Call 608-647-4949 today or visit us online to learn more.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Good morning and welcome to our morning show studios today on WRCO Radio. Joining me for the first part is Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist, and we are in to talk a little bit about an upcoming event, Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body. And later on, Latino Outreach Coordinator Virginia Zerpa will join us by phone from Milwaukee as well. Morning, Pam. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little bit sore, but I went on a walk with the ADRC yesterday, and I forgot. There's nothing that tells you how out of shape you are until you, like, try to walk a mile. So I'm recovering. I'm in recovery.
Oh, that's good. Sometimes it isn't that it's a mile. It's the speed for me.
You know what? I was walking with two 80-year-olds, and they were going faster than me. There was a couple of 80-year-olds there that were way ahead of me, and I tried to keep up with them, and that just wore me out. So
tell them to slow down next time. Right?
Yeah, those older people.
I know you're excited about this upcoming Healthy Living for Your Brain and Body event. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, because I call myself a brain health enthusiast. That's my preferred title, and I just find it fascinating. And so what I've been learning over my 8 years of doing this job in lots of different counties, I was down in Lafayette County, Greene County, is that when I'm trained by the researcher in UW-Madison, they were saying, you know, it doesn't matter what culture you're raised in, what language you speak, we all have a human body with a brain, and it can be susceptible. So if you're exposed to environmental toxins, if you have poor education, if you don't kind of get the right conditions in your environment, it can make your affect your brain. And so people of Latino descent are 1.5 times more likely to have dementia than others. And it has to do with health outcomes, but it also has to do with the environment people are raised in. So any one of us, if we're exposed to, like I said, toxins or alcohol or all kinds of, poor education, that kind of stuff affects our brain. And we're finding out trauma affects our brain and our emotions affect our brain, like depression actually chemically changes our brain. So I was fascinated by this. And so as I worked in the regional office down on Main Street and I would encounter a lot of our neighbors who speak Spanish, I'd be like, well, why? What is it? You know, what can I do to help? How can I get this education? Well, when I met you a couple of morning shows ago with Chris Gerber and his fundraiser, his wonderful fundraiser that's coming in November at the bowling alley, we happened to talk to somebody from the Alzheimer's Association. So I said to them, could we do some education here for people who both speak Spanish and English about brain health? Would you send somebody all the way from Milwaukee to come and talk to us? So that's when I met Virginia Zerpa at a conference here that the Alzheimer's Association does every year over in the Kalahari. And so I got talking to her and I thought that would be great to have in our community because we have a lot of friends and neighbors who are Spanish speakers and a lot of businesses around here, right? La Fratanga, Delesia, Los Amigos. We have all these places. And I thought, well, here's an audience that could hear about brain health in a language that I can only speak, solo un poco. So I wanted to bring Virginia out here. And so I convinced her. And I thought, well, where can we have it? You know, who's my community champion? Because when you do community organization, you have to have your champions, you know, that will help take it to a new level. And I love to go eat the fried fish over at RC Taco. It tastes like lobster. It's so good. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching Carolina Rodriguez greet people at the door. I even ran into Ron Fruit there. And he says hello to you, just by the way. So anyway, I ran into Ron Fruit at RC Taco. And I'm watching Carolina. And she's so warm. And everybody walks in as if they're a friend, you know. And I thought, what a warm, welcoming person. And I looked around the place. She had renovated the old Dairy Queen.
Yes.
And I thought, this is a nice space. You know, has a bar you could stand behind and give a lecture about brain health and how alcohol affects your brain. Right? So I could just, when I picture something, I really want to see how I can make it happen. So I could picture doing some kind of social occasion there. I knew Carolina would love to make food, and she would be so welcoming. And then we could have a talk there. So I talked with Virginia and Carolina. They were mostly in Spanish, and I just tagged along and understood what I could. And next you know, we have this event where we're going to close a restaurant for 2 hours. If people register with Virginia by calling the number that we're going to give later, they can come to this event. And we have the dementia care specialists from Grant County and Iowa County. So if people come from a different county, they don't have to be from Richland Center, then they can come talk to all these brain health experts that are going to gather and have some of Carolina's food. And Virginia will give us a talk, and we'll talk in both English and Spanish about what is brain health and how does it affect you and how can you avoid it? And some of it is, you know, making sure you don't get concussions, but also like knowing what you're exposed to, right? We know that the air quality right now is not great. That's probably affecting our brain, right? We're a little more foggy from that Canadian smoke, whatever. That there's more things impact our brain than we realize. And so where we position ourselves, how we're raised, you know, what we go throughout our life, both can lift up our life, you know, by learning a language, you're improving your brain, right? When you're exposed to environmental toxins, it's not so great. And what's the balance? They call that cognitive reserve. But I thought it would be great to get together with our friends and neighbors and have an event, both in English and Spanish, to talk about brain health. And Virginia is a very friendly person too. So I thought, well, here's two people I've met and I enjoy. Why don't we get together, have some food, and talk about our brains? What could be better?
Yeah, and you don't have to speak Spanish to get anything out of it. I mean, and vice versa.
And I only, you know, speak solo and poco. So I will be speaking mostly in English. But we'll have, like I said, some other dementia care specialists there from other counties if people want to learn the resources. So I'll be talking about the resources that the ADRC, since I'm from the Aging and Disability Resource Center, I'll be talking about the resources we have. And that's another thing I just want to mention in our time together is I'll be teaching a class in Boost Your Brain and Memory. So if you can't come next Wednesday, the 18th, between 4 and 6, at the RC Taco place, you can come join me for a class at the Community Center next September. It'll be like, I think, Friday afternoons or Monday afternoons. I'll get that information to you. But anyway, we're going to have a class, and there we deep dive into what are the things that affect our brain and how can we optimize. Because a lot of people who've had a mother or grandmother with dementia worry, oh my gosh, I'm going to get it. And, you know, as we've said many times, genetics only loads the gun. You know, it's the lifestyle that sets it off. And so we want to make sure we're not setting off. If we keep our brain optimal, like those 80-year-olds who go walking or people who go and learn new things like pickleball. I had to schedule this class around pickleball because, you know, you can't do things. It used to be bingo and now it's pickleball. Right. So if you want to learn how to optimize your brain health, you can come next week for, you know, an hour, or you can come to this 6-week class, and it's going to be through the community center. They're their supportive partners. And then there's lots of things. So if people ever want to ask the ADRC, we have another class that some of the researchers in UW-Madison have. It's called the Alzheimer's and Dementia Research Center. They're the ones who discovered that you can do a blood test, and it will tell you whether you have amyloid that leads to Alzheimer's. So now you can get diagnosed for Alzheimer's through a blood test. That's very soon. And that's all thanks to the research that's done at UW-Madison. And so they are leading some sessions called Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment. And, you can do that online. So lots of information. I know people go to the internet. Sometimes you can hear some wacko things on the internet. But why not come to a vetted source? So I have all kinds of classes and ways that people can learn about this thing that they're carrying around inside their head, about what are the important things to keep in mind. So next week is one opportunity, and then there's a lot of others through the ADRC.
All right. We'll give Virginia a call here. We'll take a quick break and get Virginia on, and instead of talking about her, we'll talk with her.
Okay, that sounds great.
Coming
then
next.
We'll talk about you.
Yeah, well, we can do that too, I guess. Hopefully not too long. Coming up on The Morning Show.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's. Kelly, Diane, or Claire will be more than happy to serve you. Ellie, Kaylee, and Erica will greet you with a friendly hello and a warm smile. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Attention Richland Center. Rockwell Automation is hiring second shift positions starting at over $24 an hour. What makes Rockwell different? 6 weeks of paid time off your first year, a $2,500 sign-on bonus, and benefits that start day one, not after 90 days. We offer a clean working environment, overtime opportunities, 401k with company match, and real paths for advancement. Rockwell Automation has been part of this community since 1971, and we're growing again. Visit rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity, where we meet you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Welcome back to our morning show get together on WRCO. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Pam Kohlberg. And joining us on the phone is Virginia Zerpa, who is the Latino Outreach Coordinator and will be here in Richland Center in our fair area coming up next week. Good morning, Virginia.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice to have you on here with us. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming program that you will be giving here in Richland Center.
We have connected with the owners of Arcitaco to provide education on how to keep our brains healthy. So all the information I will provide this coming Wednesday has been gathered via clinical studies.
Tell us a little bit about some of the strategies that you'll be talking about on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So we'll be talking about what clinical studies have shown, that physical exercise does amazing things to the brain to keep it healthy and strong. Then I'll be talking about nutrition. I'll be listing special foods that have shown to be very, very beneficial to brain health, as well as social engagement and cognitive engagement and what kinds of activities we need to engage every day to keep our brains healthy.
Pam and I discussed the fact that for the Latino population, it seems like there is a higher rate of some brain issues in later in life. Any idea why that could be?
Yes, we have some ideas. We have an idea. Like, so it has shown that based on the global population, low educational attainments, high levels of high incidence of diabetes, high cholesterol, and hypertension, and obesity can put us at risk for living with Alzheimer's at our later years in life. So all these chronic conditions are very prevalent in the Latino community, thus putting them at risk for Alzheimer's and other dementias.
Pam?
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Virginia, I know you work for the Alzheimer's Association, who we should credit for giving a lot of support to the research that's done. And I was hoping that you could describe this incident, the event that we're having next week, because it will be both in Spanish and English. If you could describe it for our listeners who are Spanish-speaking, if you could describe the event.
Yeah, and the program will only be delivered in Spanish, so that the English-speaking community know. But okay, I'm going to explain it in Spanish now. But, hola, la comunidad latina, buenos días. Soy Virginia Serpa de la Alzheimer Association. Este miércoles 18 de junio voy a ofrecer un taller para presentarles las cosas que podemos hacer para mantener la salud de nuestro cerebro sano y así reducir el riesgo de vivir con la enfermedad de Alzheimer u otras demencias. Espero ver a mucha gente el 18 de junio en Arcitaco, pero me gustaría que por favor se registraran, porque como tengo que manejar 2 horas y media hasta Richland Center, necesito su registración y pueden registrarse llamándome a mí, a Virginia Serpa, al 414-431-8811. Y vamos a servir comida y todo es gratis. El evento, la comida es gratis.
Thank you, Virginia.
Okay, I'm done. No problem.
And one of the things that we want to emphasize is they need to call a specific number. You want reservations, is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, and we have the number here. It is 414-431-8811. Again, 414-431-8811.
And Phil, the reason we need people to call is Carolina Rodriguez is making us food at Arcitaco, so we need to know how many people are coming, you know, how much food to cook. So there is a, you know, it's a free program and a free dinner, and so we want people to pre-register. We can only have people come in if they've registered ahead. I also wanted to say if people had questions for me, because like I said, this program will be in Spanish and we'll have my colleagues there who represent the dementia care specialists from other counties as well. So we'll be there to show our resources as dementia care specialists in the ADRC. And then also there's a class that I teach in Boost Your Brain and Memory. So if people want more programming on this topic, then I'll be doing a class this fall and they can call me at 608-548-3954 and that program can be will be in English. So we have one in each language, but either one will have all the resources for, you know, both the Alzheimer's Association and the Aging and Disability Resource Center. Because I know Virginia will be bringing lots of resources, right, Virginia, in about all the online resources that the Alzheimer's Association is amazing in how many resources they have across the nation.
What age do you suggest is appropriate? I mean, obviously, this isn't just for somebody of the aging the aging population, Virginia.
Correct. So anyone is welcome to attend and learn about how to keep your brains healthy. So any age, 18 and up, is welcome to receive the information.
Now, that's good to know. Anything you'd like to add, Pam?
Well, no, I think that the food and community is always good for our brains, right? And so I look forward to seeing Virginia. And like I said, Carolina is about the most welcoming hostess you can have. And so it's another chance to share food, you know, break bread together, and then talk about this important thing of brain health. So I want people to know this is one chance. It's next Wednesday, the 18th from 4 to 6, and they would call Virginia's phone number to reserve. But that also there are other programs I'm doing. There's one actually next Friday on the 20th is this Healthy Living with Mild Cognitive Impairment. The title is Unlocking the Power of Habits, Routines, and Strategies. So if people want to call me and get information about how to see that online webinar about a different aspect about the brain, we have lots of resources. So this is one among many. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm so glad Virginia is willing to make the whole trip from Milwaukee to come see us. And I hope she'll see how beautiful Richland County is here in the Driftless area.
Right. Maybe we can convince you to move here, Virginia.
Yeah, maybe I will retire there, will you?
It's very beautiful and a lot of nice people.
All right. Well, thanks for being our guest by phone today, Virginia.
Oh, thank you.
You bet. Virginia Zerpa joining us on WRCO. And again, that number is 414-431-8811 if you'd like to be a part of the program next week.
I think it's also on WRCO's community calendar, both in Spanish and English. I think that they helped make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting, and you and I talked about that, not just this program, Pam, but there are a lot of programs around the area. We're seeing a lot more pamphlets in Spanish and prompts in Spanish and everything
else. Well, as I've gone around the community to put up flyers, you know, and obviously we have our restaurants, La Fritanga, Los Amigos, RC Taco, that beautiful little candy store I love to go to, Delicias de Cuatro Hermanos. But then I went to the laundromat over by St. John's, and I noticed that there's a sweet corner there at the laundromat where people can read, and some of the children's books are in Spanish. Our library is very supportive of the Latino community in their, you know, they have an area of material in Spanish. So, you know, when you call the hospital, you don't get further in the phone system until you pick your language, either English or Spanish. So that just shows you how many of our neighbors and friends are Latino, is that if even the hospital, you have to pick, you know, which language you're using. That just shows you that, you know, we have a lot of neighbors here who speak probably both languages. And that's one of the things that's good for your brain, right, is learning to do new things. And one of them, no matter how old you are, I've heard that learning a new language at whatever age, you know, maybe I should improve mine, mm-hmm. Is good for your brain. So there's a lot out there. My thing is come to our programs rather than going to the internet. There's some pretty wacky stuff out there. And, you know, there's good science behind what helps you. And what can help you. And if nothing else, there's hope. So even if you're at risk for dementia or you have one of the many different conditions that we call dementia, right, because it's many different diseases, there isn't just one, the ADRC can help you through that journey. We have a great conference coming up in August in La Crosse called Bringing Hope and Light to the Dementia Journey. And it's for and by people with dementia, because there's a growing organization. There's even a wonderful one I just discovered called the Council of Dementia Minds. And it's people like doctors, lawyers, professionals who have gotten the disease. Many of them are people who used to work with the disease and now they have it themselves. And they're talking about, you know, what we want to see. They're advocating for themselves. And they have some wonderful support groups online of people across the nation who have one of these diseases, and they can support each other through it. So so many resources are blooming because, unfortunately, the population of people who get any of the different medical conditions that we call dementia or mild cognitive impairment. We have the geriatric assessment clinic here that can help people. The ADRC does memory screens if people want to learn more about brain health. But there are things you can do. If the main thing I want to get across is there's hope for quality of life. If you have one of the medical conditions, you know, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, any of that. But there's also things that caregivers can learn that make their journey, their job less hard, and that there's prevention that we can do. And so if anything, rather than feel pity and discouraged, we need to give people hope and support. And I enjoy my job doing that, and I appreciate your support here. We have a wonderful community that's very supportive.
We do. And it always seems like there's strides being made. And you mentioned earlier, Pam, about the blood test. That fascinates me because that's another way where we can kind of be proactive. Right?
So remember that only one of the diseases of dementia, just like there's many kinds of cancer, there's many kinds of things under this umbrella we call dementia, and one of them is Alzheimer's. And that is because there's what's called plaques and tangles or amyloid in town in our brain. And we can discover that not only, you know, after we die, that's no longer true anymore. They can see it in a PET scan or MRI. They can see it in your cerebral fluid. They can do a test. Well, now they've narrowed it down. They can find in your blood if you have this accumulation. Now, we all get amyloid, right? That's part of our brain's, consequences of aging. But how much you get and how much impact it has on your functioning depends on how much you have. And they can now do. I've heard people are already getting it. I thought it was going to be new. It's already on the market. So in certain places or certain conditions, you can get this blood test, and it will tell you, could you have Alzheimer's? So things are happening quickly. It's a field that's growing rapidly, and they're finding not only what are our new risks, like we find out that dental hygiene, believe it or not, you're getting dental hygiene because it's an infection has bacteria, it's very close to your brain. Dental hygiene affects your brain very highly, and as well as hard of hearing. So if you have poor hard of hearing or you don't treat that, it impacts how much your brain can function. So taking care of your teeth is an important thing. Who knew?
Right.
Who knew that we had bacteria in our gut that actually is good for us? There's good bacteria and bad bacteria, and that affects your brain. So we have a very complicated system. We go around, being goofballs, but we actually have this very complicated system that we're carrying around that we actually have to take care of.
Mm-hmm. So get out and be social, play pickleball.
Yes.
Walk a mile. Brush your teeth.
Have good sleep.
Good sleep.
Don't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And learn something new. A lot of people say to me, hey, I'm doing my puzzles. Well, if that was last month, what are you doing this month, right? I learned Wordle. It became easy the more I did it, then it's no longer strengthening my brain. So you have to keep learning new things. So maybe I'll go out and learn some better Spanish today.
Better Spanish, that's good. They say learning another language is a sign of higher intellect, maybe.
You know, right? Also, which is good for you, is a sense of humor builds connections. So laughing about life, having a good sense of humor, that's why Robin Williams was a brilliant, he was able to not only get the dementia later in life, but because he had such a developed brain from a sense of humor, develops your brain, he was able to stave it off a little bit. So, make a joke today, And, make sure to get the correct toilet paper.
Yeah, there you go. From our trivia question last hour.
Yeah.
If you can see through it, it's not good, probably. So.
Not good for your brain.
Pam, always great to have you in here in the studios. We'll have you back again. But again, you just want to emphasize that people need to call and register if you're interested in next week's program at RC Taco.
Right. So there's two phone numbers. One is if you want to come to RC Taco next June 18th from 4 to 6, the restaurant will be closed and we'll be doing this event. That you have to pre-register, and it's 414-431-8811. And that would be talking to Virginia. If you want to hear about future classes about a similar topic, then call me, Pam, at the ADRC at 608-548-3954.
Great.
And I think it'll be on the community calendar as well.
Thanks for all you do.
Okay, I appreciate you too.
You bet. Okay. Pam Kohlberg joining us here on WRCA Radio and earlier Virginia Zerpa as well. The morning show continues in a moment.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libation, downtown Richland Center. Got a lot of new books for you and replenishing from Christmas and the kids' books especially. Okooch Books and Libation, a full-service bookstore. Order for you anytime. Okooch Books and Libation. Don't forget the wrap presents for free.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
On this portion of our morning show, in the studio with us is Randy Enos. He is visiting us from Summit Ridge Supper Club. We've had them on the air talking about them for a long time, but we've kind of finally learned about it and some things that are going on this summer. How you doing, Randy?
Oh, great. Good to be here in Richland Center here, guys.
Good to have you on here. People, when they hear your commercial, Summit Ridge, they've had a lot of people say, well, where is that?
I tell you what, we get some feedback up there, too. We've had several people come in, you know, heard about it or... been there 100 years ago for a wedding or something, but we bought it 7 years ago and we put it back on the map. So, it's a Waniwok address. We don't advertise Waniwok because we're far from Waniwok. We're right there on Highway 58 between Mauston and Laval up there on the ridge.
It's a little on the hillside there a little
it's
bit.
It's a high elevation, yeah, 1,292 feet elevation we are. So,
my goodness.
Yeah, we have that on some of our shirts, our elevation. So, yeah.
So you're a farmer?
I still am.
Still am a farmer.
A little bit, yeah. I grew up on a dairy farm, you know, how the dairy farm, and hats off to them, June Dairy Month, but it's a hard life, you know, and it's a struggle, and... you know, it's up and down with the prices, same with the cash crop. And I'm in the cash crop in corn and soybeans, but part ownership in the Summit Ridge, too.
Well, tell me how that came about, because you weren't really planning that, were you?
No, not at all. We were, I tell you how it come about, 7.5 years ago. We went down to spring break in Florida there, Terry, Jen, and myself, and Kaylee, their daughter, and... we're sitting at the airport waiting for our plane to come in, and I says they had it listed in the Harchie family, and he said, hey, they just lowered the price on the Summit Ridge. And Terry says, well, let's buy it. And I'm like, what? I was a welder at the time, had my own welding business. He worked at local car dealership as a mechanic, and Jen worked at the hospital, and Kaylee just got out of school, so it was crazy. 4 months later, we had it bought, so it was a learning curve, Phil, that's for sure.
I'll bet it was. Oh. I mean, you've really kind of expanded, you've really kind of thought outside the box a little bit, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, we, you know, first we had to get, you know, new owners at the Summit Ridge. That first 6 months was trying for everybody. We gave away a lot of gift certificates because, you know, we're learning how to deal with the people. And the people heard it's new ownership, so they were coming, and we weren't ready for them. But we gave away a lot of gift certificates, and it all worked out good. It's rolling now. Right after we bought it, the flood of 18 hit. And, you know, Rock Springs always had a car show, and there was a car show in Mauston there, and well, Rock Springs got flooded out, no more car show there. The guy that owned the bowling alley in Mauston, well, there's no longer a bowling alley there. That got tore down, made a gas station, and I said, Terry, our Thursday nights are available, why don't we try a car show? So we do a car show every Thursday night. Our first one is Sunday of Memorial Day, and our last one is Sunday of Labor Day. And every Thursday night, we have barbecue chicken and live music, and yeah, it's very, very good atmosphere up there.
The chances of you getting flooded at Summit Ridge aren't very good, though.
The other day we had a guy, last Friday, a guy come in with a boat, and I says, you don't have to worry about that. It's not going to get this high.
We'll sure hope not. Heaven help us all.
Oh, boy.
Oh, but the car shows, you know, and there's quite a crowd of people.
Phil, you guys, I stopped in here, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, our first one is Memorial Day weekend, so you guys threw a couple commercials out there for us, and I tell you what, you know, we knew it was going to be a big one, but it blew us away. Man, Phil, we got filled up. They were parked, double parked all the way down to the neighbors. The neighbors parking them in their yard and, you know, down the four-wheeler trail. And it was just, everybody had a great time. We had the Eric Knopf Singer Band. It was a great, great time. Everybody just shook their head in disbelief. But outside, if you haven't ever been there, we did move a grain bin in about 6 miles away and cut the sides of it. And we own that. We open that up and serve soda and beverages out of there. And we call that the classy ass saloon. So, yeah.
So where did you think of that? Did you see that idea for a bar somewhere?
Well, you know, the Pinterest had a lot to do with it.
Okay.
You know, and we had a, you know, grain bin ideas coming. And then my cousin has several businesses down in Florida, Fort Myers, and he had a bar out on this little island called the Ragged Ass Saloon. So we called him and said, hey, would you care if we named it as classy ass for, you know, kind of the classy cars, you know? So he didn't care, so that's why we come up with the name.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're going to be doing some things special this weekend, Randy.
Oh, that's 7 years we've been there, Phil.
Yeah.
7 years. So the 14th, I believe, is on a Saturday. We got the Blue Collar 40 band playing. And, you know, I have not heard them personally. I've mentioned it to several people, and they've heard them, and they said they're going to rock the ridge for us. So we're looking forward to that. We do have a poker run. Just a small one, 7 stops that day only. We do, you got to show up at 10:30, just get your entry form there at the Summit, and then you run around and you come back. I think I seen it's got to be back by 6:30, and Blue Collar is going to start at 8. So we do have the prime rib going on that night, so the dining room will be open, and it's not going to close down, but we're going to have an awesome band outside.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you have a stage out there for the band?
We did. We did pull a week ago Monday, we did pull in 2 trailers. We got 7 bands hired the month of June, so it was crazy. Last Thursday, we had a car show, and then we Friday, we had this group, Suicide Prevention Week, so they brought in an awesome band. And they were on the stage, and that was Friday night, and they did some fundraising. You know, it's a good thing because, you know, at suicide prevention, we've all known somebody, and, it touches some hearts, you know, and it touches home with a lot of people too, because they all know somebody. We all know somebody that it turned out good. Terry, with the Summit Ridge, we bought a bench, and we're going to, July 3rd is one of our bigger car shows. We're going to donate it back and auction it off again. We bought it on an auction, and we're going to auction it off. Last year, we did the same thing with a picnic table. Somebody donated it, and his wife's son chose to leave us. Last year, it rained on Friday night, so we moved it inside. The crowd kind of left, but we ended up buying it for, $700-$800, and we turned around and announced we're going to auction it off the 4th of July car show, and we brought $2,900.
My goodness.
So all the money went to them.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So that's one of the areas you're kind of looking to expand on, is to do some causes and help out the
community.
We're
always there for benefits, you know, mm-hmm. and we do a meat raffle benefit for the Laval Fire Department. I think we made, I don't know, $13,000 last year, something like that. It was good, you know. So, yeah, we're up there. People ask us, when, you know, why did you buy the place out in the middle of nowhere? I said, it's the middle of everywhere, guys.
Yes, it is.
So, yeah, there's going to be people out there who say, hey, I heard you on radio. So it's good. We get a lot of feedback from down this area. So
well, that's wonderful.
It's a good little drive up through the valley there to get to Laval and right through Laval and out on 58 towards Mauston.
Well, there are probably a lot of people, Randy, that are just, I mean, 58's kind of the super highway between, you know, Mauston and Kaz and Ithaca. And all those,
yes,
so there are probably people that are just out for a drive, and all of a sudden, hey, and what's
you're
this?
There. Yeah, you're there. So, like I said, Phil, we've gotten, you know, if you've been up to our dining room, I'm usually the loud guy that goes around to the tables and down. You know, the first month or two, they'd look at you like, what the heck are you even talking to me for? This ain't right, you know. Well, now you walk by and they're pulling a chair up. Hey, sit down, Randy. So, but we got an awesome staff up there. You know, Terry and Jen bought it. Them and I are partners. And, you know, it's all good. So, we got an awesome staff up there. And, like I said, the car shows, we have live music all summer long up there. Another thing, Phil, let's touch base on it. I told you we have 7 bands, so we have, I think, 3 of them out of our way already. But the 28th of this month, June 28th, and it's the local 139 poker run. Now, they hooked up with Hogs for Heroes. Everybody knows what Hogs for Heroes are. That's a good organization, motorcycle group. And they hooked up with us last year up there and said, hey, can we have a poker run coming out of? We'd like to leave and come back here at the Summit. Yeah, we got the room. So they put a big tent up. And, you know, last year it was Mother Nature throwing curveballs at us with the rain and that. And it started raining. They took off and then it quit. And it turned out to be a beautiful day. They got back about 3:30. Well, then they do the door prizes and the poker hands and that. But then the Hogs for Heroes come in, and they literally give away 2 Harleys to veterans that day at the Summit Ridge. So that's touching. Now, it's not a matter if you're a veteran, you put your name in the bucket and you draw it out. You got to do an essay. Mm. And the 2 people, it was a gal and a guy, and the story they had, they deserved it.
Wow. So they write a story about their experiences, and then they turn it in?
They write an essay or story why they deserve the Harley. The one gal was a nurse in, I believe, Desert Storm, and then come back to abusive relationship and such as that. The guy, gentleman, I think he had 4 tours of Desert Storm, seen a lot. He come back as a policeman here, and make a long story short, I believe his partner got shot and died in his arms. So, you know, they seen a lot, you know. So they were proud to give them Harleys to them guys.
My goodness, that must be really cool to witness that when they do that.
You don't even need to go on the poker run. I tell you, I called my mother and her friend, and I said, just come on up for the ceremony, and they were glad. He was a retired local 139, but you do not have to be a local 139 member to do this. Mm-hmm. It's anybody can do this poker run. So they do two groups of motorcycles, so they don't have 300 motorcycles in one group. They'll branch off in two different groups. And then they got their route planned, and I think with the rain last year, I know one of their stops was out here with the flags outside of town here.
Oh, sure, yep, at the Legion.
Yeah, at the Legion. And with the rain coming in, they cut that one short. So I know it's on the schedule again this year. So for the motorcycles to pull in there that day, the 28th. So the four-wheelers, they go in a smaller, different route, but so they don't, you know, clash with each other. So, yeah, that's a good little deal we got coming up, too.
What time is the ceremony when they give away the hogs?
I think they try to get back around 3:30. So I would think the ceremony is about 4:30 or so, 4:30. But it's open to whoever. It's very touching. It's good. And then they have some previous ones that won them. There from the year before, they hand the keys to the new guys that receive the bikes. So it's a good deal.
Tell me about the menu at Summit Ridge Center. Is some old family recipes?
Oh, my gosh. Well, it goes back. It's a tradition, Wednesday night, chicken and dumplings. You get a whole half of roasted bird, and then you get homemade dumplings. And then you get a salad with that and homemade soup. So that's on Wednesday night.
Shouldn't go away hungry.
Oh, no. Usually we give away to-go containers to go with it.
I bet.
That's Wednesday night from 4 to 8. And then Thursday night's our car show. We do barbecued chicken, why it last. They're getting back to Memorial Day. We cooked 4 cases of chicken, not knowing, and we're sold out in less than an hour. It's like, wow, we could have did 10 cases, but who knew? But then Friday night's fish fry. Traditional Wisconsin fish fry, and we serve a lot of shrimp, so that's on the menu at all times. And Wednesday night's prime rib. So Sunday we're open. The dining room isn't, but we just have a cook and a bartender, so the high top's out at the bar. You order from the bartender and, just be patient. And they usually run a sandwich special or open-faced sandwich or something on a Sunday. Mm-hmm. So we're open till 8 o'clock on Sunday. Minimum of the kitchen's open till 8 on Sunday night. So the bar's open later if people's around.
Do you get involved in the cooking then, or you're just kind of?
Oh, I try not to. We want to keep it on a good. We want it on a good term. I try to stay out. I'll unthaw stuff for them when they need it and get them stocked up again. But I try to stay away from.
You're just the face of the franchise.
I'm just the loud guy on the floor. So it's tremendous. We can't thank our staff and our the group and the people that come. Every year, every week, and everything. So it's we really put the Summit Ridge back on the map.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's word of mouth too.
Oh yeah,
people say, hey, we had a great time, we had great food,
it tastes good. So let's go back. Spread the word. Yeah, but it works the other way too.
One
bad taste,
it goes the other way fast.
That travels faster than the good taste. It's a shame. Everybody has their down, but if it's something's wrong, let us know.
Right.
That's why I'm around. Is anything wrong? No. And then find out what's going on. I just ask you, So very seldom of that. I mean, when we first opened, yes, it was we had a lot of stuff to correct, mm-hmm. But we've been there 7 good long years, but we're still going and
What about goals, visions for the future? You looking to expand or anything?
I don't know, Phil. I mean, you don't know what's around the corner. I never dreamt 8 years ago that I'd own part ownership of the Summit Ridge, It's, Terry and Jen are doing more of the managing of it. I kind of grew more into the farming, and I'm still there and still ownership, but... they're a little bit younger than I, and Terry still works a little bit as a mechanic, and it's a full-time job for Jennifer to do the scheduling and stuff. So it's a handful. I think we got, once the doors are open, I think we got 13 or so people whenever the doors are open, on a Friday, Saturday, or Wednesday night. So
well, with the massive events you have, you'd have to have a staff at least that large, wouldn't you?
You do, And the big events, Yeah, we got, you know, we knew Memorial Day was going to be an awesome. We had 250 cars. That was our record. 2 years ago, Memorial Day, we hit 215. People say there was more than that. We didn't have no more parking. They were parking down in the neighbor's yard. And, you know, we just can't thank people enough, you know. Things we could have did different, but you never know. You know, we don't know if they're coming or not, you know. So, yeah, unfortunately, they're coming.
Yeah.
So, 4th of July, the July 3rd one, that'll be on a Thursday night. That'll be a good mm-hmm. car show. We got another Fine Mess playing there. They're a great band out of Mauston area. And Deadlock is playing Labor Day weekend, and they rocked the Ridge for us, you know, to go out of the summer with a bang. So, yeah, appreciate it. And I hear a lot of, like I said, I say it enough, I hear a lot of feedback from down in this area, and not just our restaurant, but your guys as a radio station too. You know, I talked to my buddy, kind of runs Laval Telephone, and John, and you know, it's a good family, you know, radio station yet.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I had a gal in there, and they were from a ways away, and they used to listen to this other radio station. I can't say no names, but all of a sudden it got bought out and go bigger, you know. And they said, we found it on the computer, found here, and they're listening to you, and it's miles away. And they come to check out the Summit Ridge. So that's great.
That's awesome. That's very rewarding, Randy.
Yeah, thanks. Well, on both
thanks
parts.
For saying that. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting, you know, the old car lovers and the, you know, any vehicle. But a lot of times they're looking for something to do. I mean, you want to take it out and you want to get the carbon out of it, you know.
Yes, and it's a good drive.
And it's a good drive, yeah.
You know, you can't just go around the block and park it in line because you got to, it's a 7-8 mile drive there any which direction you come. And you know, if you got a couple young ones or that, bring them up. We got a bouncy house. All we got to do is plug it in. It's up every Thursday night for the
really?
Kids to jump around in, you know. So, yeah. So
otherwise, the adults jump around with the band plays.
There's a lot of stories, but I don't want to go there.
Oh, my goodness.
We keep it clean.
Yeah.
So,
well, we appreciate you coming down here. The crop's looking all right on your farm,
too. I just finished soybean spraying this morning, and yeah, they look good, and well, I just hope the price comes up a little bit. You know, I ain't looking to get rich, but help pay for the time you put involved in it and
yes.
expenses. But
right.
Yeah.
You kind of got the best of both worlds because, you know, out in the tractor, you can kind of, you know, clear your mind and then then go back to work.
And go take a shower or go up to the summit. And
be a greeter at the
hello,
summit.
Hello, folks. So, yeah, it's all great. It's all great, Phil, I tell you. And yeah, we got good people coming in, and it's awesome.
Great. So then this Saturday, kind of recapping, you got
this
the
Saturday,
big doings.
We got the poker run starting at 10:30. Stop at the summit, grab your card, and away you go. And you got to be back by 6:30. There's only 7 stops. And then 8 o'clock, the big band, the Blue Collar 40s, playing for our 7-year anniversary. They're playing until midnight. So, yeah.
And I've heard good things about your prime rib on Saturday night.
Well,
so
you know what? I don't brag about it. That's for you to come up and try there,
we'll
Phil.
We'll have to
brag.
Do that. I'll be on Saturday night. I have to put on a long record and come up there. And then
there you go. I should have brought you something out, but it wouldn't have been fresh.
That's all right. Randy, so good to meet you. Thanks for coming down to see
us.
Hey,
I'm glad you guys had me here. So on behalf of Summit Ridge and Terry and Jen, myself, we want to thank you guys.
You bet. We hope people will take a drive and take in those Thursday night car shows. And again, Hogs for Heroes coming up on June 28th. Yeah. You guys do a lot for the community, so
Google,
thank you.
Google that Hogs for Heroes or that the poker run, because you do not have to be a member of the local 139 for that. So it's a good little event.
Great to learn about it. Keep us posted, Randy.
You bet. I will.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Randy Enos of Summit Ridge Supper Club. Check them out. They're on Highway 58. You go up the hill, heading to Mauston, and you'll find them right there along the road. Thanks for joining us on The Morning Show.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must. And Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Mark, when people go online, there's a lot of resources they can find at your website, aren't there?
Yes, there are. So on our website, or really any funeral home website, the biggest thing that people go to look for are obituaries. So a lot of people might go there daily to get them. If you are an individual that likes to receive the obituaries, we encourage you to go to the local funeral home website, sign up for the alert. So every time that we post an obituary,